This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Wednesday, November 19th. The Columbus County Animal Shelter has reopened to intakes. Sheriff Bill Rogers said the shelter was closed because officials expected 34 dogs from a cruelty case to be returned here. However, a judge decided that the dogs could stay in Ohio, where they currently have the proper care. Dogs and cats are being accepted at the shelter again as normal. Go to their Facebook page to view the adoptable animals or drop by the shelter on Legion Drive in Wyville. For more on this story, go to our website. Filing for sheriff, clerk of court, county commissioners, and school board and other offices begins December 1st for the March primary. Primary winners go on to the general election in the fall. We have a full list of the open offices in the story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. A deputy is recovering after he was attacked by an inmate at the county detention center. James Rico Gore, age 54, is being held awaiting trial on arson and attempted murder charges. He reportedly attacked a detention officer on November 13th. The officer was injured but has recovered. Gore was charged with assault on a law enforcement officer and returned to custody, where he remains under a $1 million bond. Late Waccamaw's Town Board on Tuesday approved an ordinance restricting fences and other construction along the waterfront. All fences and walls must now be at least 50% open to allow views of the lake. The ordinance came about after Samira Davis erected a privacy fence to deter trespassers. Neighbors complained that the fence would restrict their view of the lake. Kyla Mae Benton will be the grand marshal for the Whiteville Christmas Parade. 6-year-old Kyla survived a car wreck that killed her mother, CCN advertising representative Misty Cribb. It also seriously injured her stepbrother Maddox, Shenton Zimmerman. Kyla spent most of this year in UNC Children's Hospital, but she is home and recovering from her injuries. The Atlantic Basin has been more active than usual this year, but with 2 weeks left in the hurricane season, there have been no continental U.S. landfalls or Gulf storms so far this year. The National Weather Service said this is a new record and a very unique event to have such an active year and no landfalls in America. We're not going to argue, folks. We'll take it. Donations are needed for the Lake Waccamaw Food Bank for the Thanksgiving distribution on November 22nd. If you'd like to donate a turkey or contribute to purchase one for a needy family, call 910-641-7017. The Boys and Girls Home will host the Thankful Christmas Concert and Nativity Show Saturday from 2 to 5 p.m. There will be special music starting at 3 p.m. and thousands of nativity sets on display as well as for sale. All proceeds benefit the home's programs of care. Spring registration is underway at Southeastern Community College. Two popular courses are significantly lowering costs this year. The electrical lineman's course is free, and the truck driver training program's registration fee will also be waived. For more information, go by the college or log on to sccnc.edu. Evergreen Volunteer Fire Department will host its annual turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday night, along with November 26th at the firehouse. Only stock guns of 32-inch barrels or less may be used. If there will be food, drinks, and prizes every night. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.
Get ready for some hometown holiday magic. The Carolina Arts proudly presents A Hometown Christmas Party, Saturday, November 22nd from 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn. Bring the whole family for a day of fun and cheer. Get photos with Santa and Mrs. Claus. We'll have games, contests, prizes, and delicious refreshments. Plus, enjoy a live performance by magician Renzi Norris, bringing real Christmas magic to life. Here's the best part. Kids get in free when accompanied by an adult. Up to 3 children per adult, please. And it's only $5 for adults. Space is limited, so register today at thecarolinaarts.com. We're also in need of monetary donations, and you can do that at thecarolinaarts.com as well, or call 910-477-8080. And we'd like to thank Columbus County News for helping us sponsor this event. That's Saturday, November 22nd, 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn, presented by The Carolina Arts.